Title: Old Tape Feel on Break Layers Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most satisfying tricks in drum and bass, getting that old, worn, glued together break sound without sacrificing modern punch. If you've ever heard a jungle or roller break and thought, why does this feel alive? Like it's been sampled and resampled for years. That's the vibe we're building, and we're going to do it with a simple, repeatable workflow in Ableton Live using stock devices. Here's the core idea. Instead of trying to force one break track to be both clean and dirty at the same time, we're going to split the job into two layers. Layer 1 is your clean break. That's your punch, your clarity, your snap. Layer 2 is your tape break. That's your character, saturation, rounding, wobble, hiss, dulling, glue all the history. Then you blend them like a DJ blending two records. Clean hits plus dirty attitude. Step 0. Choose the right break and prep it. Drag a breakbeat into an audio track. Amen-style breaks are classic. Think break, funky breaks, whatever you like. What matters is that it has some transience and movement. Now set up warping. In most DNB projects, warp is on. For warp mode, if you want a safe default, choose Complex Pro. If you want it punchier, choose Beats Mode. If you're using Beats Mode, set Preserve to Transience and try the envelope somewhere around 10 to 30. Lower envelope generally feels tighter and punchier, higher can smear more. Now, really important beginner move, consolidate your loop. Grab one or two bars and hit Command J or Control J. That way, everything you do next is predictable. No surprises from weird clip boundaries. And set your project tempo in the DNB zone, around 170 to 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174 is a sweet spot. Step 1. Build the layer setup. Duplicate the break track. Command D or Control D. Name the original break clean. Name the duplicate break tape. Now select both and group them. Command G or Control G. Name the group break bus. This is your whole world for the break. Two layers inside one bus, so you can process individually, then glue them together as one instrument. Step 2. Keep the clean layer punchy. Minimal processing. On break clean, drop an EQ8. First, high pass it. Use a 24 dB per octave slope around 25 to 40 Hz. You're not trying to remove bass from the break completely, you're just removing rumble that steals headroom and messes with your sub and kick relationship. If the break feels boxy or cardboard, why? Do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz. Think -2 to -4 dB. Keep it subtle. And if you want a little more snap, a tiny boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. Again, small, 1 or 2 dB. Then add drum bus, but treat it like seasoning, not the whole meal. Drive around 2 to 6. Boom usually off in DNB, because it can mess with your sub-region and create mud fast. Crunch, tiny amount, maybe 0 to 10. Transient, this is the clean layer, so you can go positive here. Try plus 5 to plus 15 if you need more bite. And always check your output level so you're not clipping. The goal for the clean layer is simple: attack and definition. If you mute the tape layer, the break should still smack. Step 3. Build the old tape chain on the tape layer. Now we get to the fun part. On break tape, we're going to build a chain that mimics what tape tends to do. It doesn't love extreme lows. It softens highs. It adds harmonics. It rounds peaks. And it moves slightly. First device. EQ8 as a pre-shape into the tape. High pass more aggressively than the clean layer. 24 dB per octave around 60 to 120 Hz. Don't be shy. This tape layer is not here to carry weight. It's here to carry vibe. Then do a gentle high shuff down. Start pulling down from about 8 to 12 kHz, anywhere from -3 to -8 dB. This is one of the biggest instant old sample moves. You're telling your ears, this isn't pristine. Optional but powerful. A small boost around 1 to 3 kHz, like +1 to +3 dB. This pushes mid-crack into the distortion stage so the saturation grabs onto something musical. Next device. Saturator. Set the mode to soft sine or analog clip. Start with drive around 5 dB, and explore between 3 and 8 depending on how cooked you want it. Turn soft clip on. Then, super important, level match. Turn the output down so when you bypass the saturator, the loudness stays roughly the same. Otherwise you'll think, wow, this is better, when it's just louder. Optional shaping. Turn on color. Set bass around 1.5 kHz. Depth around 2 to 6. That can bring out those mid-harmonics that feel like old samplers and tape transfers. After saturator, add drum bus for that tape compression vibe. Drive higher here, something like 5 to 15 depending on taste. Crunch around 10 to 30 for grain. And here's the key. Transient goes negative. Try minus 5 to minus 20. Tape rounds hits. It doesn't spike like modern digital. Boom. Keep it off or extremely low, so now you've got harmonic density and rounded peaks. Next we add the instability. Ableton doesn't give you a single wow and flutter knob stock, but we can fake it. Option 1. Chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate very slow, 0.15 to 0.40 Hz. Think drift, not vibrato. Amount, 5 to 20%. Width. Keep it low, 0 to 30% is a great range for drum breaks. Too wide and you start smearing your punch. Mix, 10 to 25%. Option 2. Oil pan, used as tremolo. Put phase to 0 degrees so it doesn't actually pan left-right. Rate, 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Slow. Amount, 5 to 15%. Sine shape, offset 0. The goal is micro-movement. You want people to feel it more than notice it. If it sounds like a chorus pedal on a synth, it's too much. Optional but very authentic. Hiss. You can add a vinyl or tape noise loop on another track and low pass at around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it really quiet, around minus 30 to minus 20 dB. This should be a texture, not an obvious layer. Or generate noise with operator. Choose noise as the oscillator, low pass it with auto filter around 8 to 12 kHz and keep it low. If the hiss masks your transients, sidechain it lightly or gate it so it breathes with the drums. Step 4. Blend the layers. This is where the magic actually happens. Pull the break tape fader way down. Then slowly bring it up until you hear the break turn into a record, but the clean punch stays intact. A typical range, clean layer sitting wherever it needs to be in your drums. Tape layer starting around minus 18 dB and ending up somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB depending on intensity. While you blend, do quick on-off checks. Mute and unmute the tape layer. Ask yourself, does it add vibe without stealing punch? If the break loses snap, back off one of these things. Reduce the transient reduction on drum bus. Reduce saturator drive, or reduce the chorus or autopan mix. Now some extra coach moves that will make your results way more professional. First, a slash B at matched loudness. Put a utility at the end of each layer and use it as a trim. Then toggle the tape layer on and off while keeping the overall bus peak roughly the same. If it only feels better when it's louder, turn it down and recheck. This one habit will level up your mixing fast. Second, check phase. Parallel layers can partially cancel, especially around 100 to 250 Hz and in the snare body. A fast test. Put utility on break tape and try phase invert on the left, then the right. If suddenly the break gets punchier or the snare gets fuller, you've got cancellation going on. How do you fix it? Three easy options. Nudge timing using track delay, reduce stereo modulation, or raise the high pass on the tape layer so it's not fighting the clean layer in the low mids. Third, use track delay for tape lag. Go to view, enable mixer section, and you'll see track delay. Try setting the tape layer to plus 2 to plus 8 milliseconds. It creates a subtle drag that feels like tape or resampling lag. Keep it tiny. If it starts sounding like two snares flaming, it's too far. Fourth, keep modulation mostly mono. If the chorus or autopan makes the break wide and blurry, put utility after the modulation on the tape layer and reduce width to something like 0 to 30%. You'll still hear the movement, but it won't wreck your stereo image. And do a fast club check. Put utility on the break bus and hit mono. If hats vanish or the snare goes hollow, reduce stereo effects on the tape layer first. Step 5. Glue the break bus. On the break bus group, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so transients can still punch. Release on auto, or try 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Makeup off. Set output manually. This is glue, not slam. Then add EQ8 for final shaping. High pass 25 to 35 Hz to keep sub-territory clean for your bass. And if it's too crispy overall, a gentle high shelf down by 1 to 3 dB can smooth it. Step 6. Arrangement ideas. Because this effect really shines when it moves. In intros and breakdowns, you can lean more on the tape layer for atmosphere. At the drop, pull it back slightly so the clean punch dominates. Mid-drop, automate the tape layer up for 4 or 8 bars to get that proper jungle grime moment. For fills, a great move is to resample a bar of the tape break to a new audio track. Then do something quick like reversing a snare tail, pitching a hit down 3 to 7 semitones, or adding a short ping-pong delay for a dubby throw. And you can automate aging moments. Increase chorus mix in breakdowns. Add 1 or 2 dB of saturator drive on fills. sweep a low pass down slightly in transition so it feels like you're losing top end to tape. If you want one extra advanced variation that's still beginner-friendly conceptually, split the tape by frequency. On the tape layer, use an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is mid-dirt, bandpass roughly 200 Hz to 6K Hz and distort that harder. The other chain is top air, high pass around 6 to 8K Hz and keep it clean or barely saturated. That way you get crunchy character without turning cymbals into fizzy noise. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick fire. Don't overwarp the break. If it gets facey, try changing warp modes. Don't overdo wobble. It should feel like instability, not like an obvious effect. Don't crush transients on your only break layer. Always preserve a clean punch layer. Don't let the tape layer carry sub or heavy low end. High pass it, and don't mix louder instead of better. Always level match after saturation. Mini practice exercise. Pick a 2-bar break at 174 BPM. Build this exact clean and tape system. Make two versions, one subtle tape, one cooked jungle. Arrange 32 bars, first half with more cooked character, second half with more subtle tape for drop clarity. Export and compare which one hits harder without losing the vibe. And here's a homework challenge you can actually reuse forever. Build 3 tape flavors. Make an audio effect rack on break tape with 3 chains called Tasteful, Grimy and Ruined. Each chain needs EQ shaping, one saturation stage and one movement stage. Bounce 16 bars of each and label them. Then in a new 174 project, use Tasteful for the drop, Grimy for the intro, and Ruined only for 1-bar fills and turnarounds. Do a phone speaker check and a mono check. If mono collapses, reduce width and modulation first. That's it. You now have a clean, modern break that still punches, plus a parallel tape layer that brings the lived-in history. If you tell me which break you're using, like Amen or Think, and whether you're going for rollers or more jungle, I can suggest a dialed in starting point for drive, EQ points, and even a track delay value that feels most convincing as tape lag.